This is Words and Culture, a series on Indigenous languages, funded by SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
Hi, I'm Christine Genier. Welcome to Words and Culture, the Athabaskan episodes. And when I'm not talking or thinking about language, I'm usually talking or thinking about music. When you think about everything that helps to build societies, not what you think of them, rather the existence of them, you can hear the music behind the pillars. Church, politics, war, love. Because when we are unable to speak our truth, our history, that is when we sing it. Often you will find our histories in song as much as you will find them in text. Danke, our way, the way of the people. Songs have marked important events and told stories. They are gifted between clans and families. In 2017, the documentary Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World, gave us an insight into the impact that the Indigenous voice has had on rock music. Indigenous people are all over music, and music is all over our people. One of our common threads is that drum beat, because when what we have to say is too hard to put into writing, too heavy to handle for some, too illegal, or maybe just too big, we put it into song. In the Yukon, our singing talent brings us incredible joy and big love. In this series, we've ended the episodes with a celebration of Indigenous song, and the Athabaskan episodes celebrate Yukon artists such as Diet and the Love Soldiers, Vision Quest, Jeremy Parkin, Jerry Alfred, Boyd Benjamin, and Bria Rose. The first time I heard Bria Rose sing was at the fashion show at the 2021 Attica Cultural Festival. Her powerful voice and confident stance struck me and brought a swell of pride to an already incredible evening. Since that night, I've seen Bria Rose performing at many events and see her name all over. She writes and sings many of her own songs, but she also knows her audience. She brings that country twang that is popular on Northern airwaves. A little bit of the Judds, a little bit of Waylon, you know what I mean. Now, Bria Rose is Tahltan. And if you look at the new maps of where our languages are, you'll see that the Tahltan people are situated predominantly in what is now known as British Columbia. However, as I've said a few times on this cast, and I will probably say a few times more, those are not our borders. Tahltan is an Athabaskan language, and they are our relations. I got to see Bria Rose recently performing at an event called Whitehorse Connects, a monthly gathering in Whitehorse offering services, meals, and company to those in need. Bria was performing some music over the lunch hour, and I asked her to share some of her story with Words and Culture. I'm so glad I did, because what an incredible conversation with a wonderful person. The Nathotia, Bria Rose Ushia, Koth Keith Didenake Ushia, Chiona Itztatse'i. Good day, my name is Bria Rose, and my Tahltan name is Northwind Blowing, and I'm from the Wolf Clan, and I am from Dees Lake, which is in right in the triangle of the Tahltan territory. I grew up there most of my life. I moved back there a couple years ago to try and make it back in the hometown for a bit, and now I'm here in Whitehorse, so not too far, so go visit, and yeah.
You introduced yourself in language. Are you learning it? Are you speaking Tahltan?
I was fortunate to learn a lot in school. We had it in elementary. I remember growing up, so I had like the basic things that I'll just never forget. And my dad would also speak it around, but and not like only just words that will always stick with me. I know quite a few animals and stuff, but they just launched our Tahltan dictionary online, so now we can all access. It's so awesome! It's so cool.
Would someone just Google that Tahltan dictionary?
Tahltan dictionary. You can type in words, and it's forever. They're still working on it, but I want to give a huge thanks to all the speakers and all of the everybody who made that happen. My friend Haley and PCG for really putting time and effort into getting that recorded and able to, I can search a word, and it's helped me written songs, and it's helped me since it's just gotten live in the last year. So it's, I'm so stoked, because I was like going through old school books just to make a song. Recently I did the Jenny House artist residency here along the riverbank in town, and I had to, the dictionary wasn't live yet, so I definitely went and had to go through some books and old stuff that I found and cross-check it with some speakers and then create the song. And so it's the best that it's out. It's a huge step forward for our nation and for our language. So
how does it feel? What are the different feelings you have soul-wise performing in English versus performing a song you wrote in Tahltan?
I think, like, it definitely feels more sacred. I haven't brought out my work. Like, I only have written 2 songs so far, and I've only shared them very seldomly over the last year since I created them. One was at the story time that the Yukon Aboriginal Women's Circle is putting on, which was an amazing experience. I can't wait to go back. They're going to have a couple more before they take a break for the summer, and it's like a relief, and it's also, it's kind of sad. I feel like I need to do a lot more. Yeah. Even though I'm a pretty extroverted person, I also know there's been times in life it's very hard to break out of the shell when you're in a room where everybody else is doing cool things, you know? And so you're just like, I want to get there. And sometimes I just need a little pat on the back and a little silence from everybody else to be able to share.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of that silence, it feels like we've come out of almost a desert when it comes to recognition and validation of Indigenous creatives. And then in the last couple of years, it was just like, oh, hello, you all exist. And yes, we do. And we're very talented, if I may say so. Not a lot of humility in that statement. But we don't really have room for humility in that right now, because it has been late coming, that validation and that recognition. Do you know that shift I'm talking about?
Oh, I understand. I feel like it's like this, like, finally this, like, it's like hope, and it's a bit like fire. And I think Jeremy Dutcher said it, you know, the Indigenous Renaissance is here, like, you know, and I love that statement so much. And I'm just like, we are, you know, you're like Horton Hears a Who. We are here, we are here, we are here.
I think the only thing I enjoy more than Jeremy Dutcher's music is his sense of style.
Oh, just beautiful. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely. I see that you brought some instruments here. You brought your guitar. You brought a skin drum. Yeah. Do you want to do something on drum? A gal?
Yeah, the drum. Yeah. I brought my guitar and my skin drum, depending on which way we want to go. I have also been a bit self-taught, and then took a little bit of lesson, and took a long time to kind of get a wrap around the instrument and making music with it. But I am still in lessons. I feel like I still want to learn a lot, and I still, because I don't have, you know, the people want to speak in numbers and music, and I don't have that quite yet. I know the letters. I know it's a journey, and I'm so really stoked to be on it.
Okay,
I got a little hair dryer. Let me just
hit
this quick.
That's okay. You use a hair dryer to warm your drum. That's cool.
Yeah. So it's, I was in Tahltan dancing growing up. We would travel with our drums, and we learned some tricks you gotta take. You don't always get a fire, or we would have an oven. We go turn that oven up, open the oven. And do that, and then we finally realize to stop wasting time.
We waste enough time.
We do. It's like, oh my god, it takes all so long to get the chickens in a row, and we finally figured out the hair dryer works the best.
Yeah.
better.
Ooh, yes.
Sometimes, depending on the drum, it takes a little longer. I find with the bigger drums, the wider ring drums, they take a bit more time, and especially if they're changing through the temperatures, if you're loading stuff in and out, they really don't like the cold, but they're so strong that you just take some heat to it, and the air is a more even distribution. Remember in the oven days, man, that took forever.
You're like, traditional way?
Yeah. Fireworks better than oven.
Yeah.
This song is based off the theme, The Fire Within, and there's some English and some Tel-Tan, and the Tel-Tan part says, no rain, no blue, you will light the fire, fire girl, you will sing, you will love, you will light the fire, fire girl.
What?
Shoete. It is something else to be able to watch in real time the return of the public demonstrations of our power. Thank you, Shoni-san. What would you have liked to have seen in your community growing up to support the arts and culture aspect of culture and language revitalization?
You know, I think there's stuff I wish there was now, and maybe that I wish maybe when I was growing up, but I think like now is more needed than before. I felt like we were strong and trying with what we had. And, you know, our teachers did very good, because their teachers taught them, they'd hit us with the drumstick and get your feet in the right spot. And it was serious. If we wanted to go travel, if we wanted to go out of the community and dance and take us there, and money from the dance to take us there, which was like going out of DeSlake was just like, woo, you know. So we worked hard, and I felt like we really heeded what was said. But the numbers are so low. You know, it's really, when I seen the Dr. Kwan for the first time, I was just bawling. It was just so beautiful, and it was so like organized together, and everything, like, you know, they really wanted to be there. And I was like, oh, that fire, and I don't know what would have changed that. But I do know, like, everybody eventually does, at least for a little bit, even if they go back, you know, has left the territory for whatever it may be, in groceries or medical or whatever. But I think when they see kids or people their other age, you know, or their same age, and they know music stuff, I think just knowing more about general music helps us build our culture. Like when I picked up the guitar, I found more interest in the drum because it was something about, I think, the duality of like either knowing both or being able to like, I can keep a beat and a rhythm or something like that. But now I see it coming back in, and I love that. It's funny, something that I found about northern towns when I went to Old Crow's, that the youth, like the parents are good at keeping the classics going, like in the city it's all Justin Bieber or whatever, but like there's a lot of like metalheads and stuff in East Lake. When I went, like I was like really surprised, like we're good at recognizing good classic
music, good in classic either, music. Like the classic metal, classic rock, or classic country,
And honky-tonk. It comes through Waylon Jennings is a huge part of our Tel-Tan culture. Like everybody knows, and everybody knows when Rocky's gonna play, we're gonna get some Run Simon Run, you know.
Well, let's take a break and listen to some music. Jerry Alfred is a Northern Dishonee musician. He received a Juno Award for his recording of Etsy Shone back in 1996, when the category was called Aboriginal Recording of the Year. From that album, this is Sala.
NWT, they say, Sala. It's my brother-in-law. He does things fast, like when you go walking, it's hard to keep up with him. You walk all you can, but he's already going the distance, and he's back at home drinking tea while you're halfway out on the line.
Salam kai, salam kai, salam kai.
Siri Alfred and the Medicine Beat with Sala, one of my favorite songs from Jerry Alfred. Every time I hear it, I recall driving into Huanlin, what we call Whitehorse, on a sunny winter day. You know, just past the darkness, when it's still deep winter, Yuk-A, but the sun is out, bouncing off the snow. I was coming in on the south access, driving along Chuni Kwan, the Yukon River, when that song came on the radio. Shone FM, our beloved indigenous radio in the Yukon, celebrating 40 years this year. Now, when I hear Sala, it evokes that picture and my love of living in the north. I'm speaking with up-and-coming musician and language learner Bria Rose. Bria is from the Tahltan Nation and is speaking to us about singing, music, community, and how her Tahltan language keeps her connected to all three. You're well on your way to establishing yourself as a well-known musician in Northwest Canada, probably beyond that now as well. So when you say you're just learning, I mean, let's not dismiss that. We've seen you really take that stage and take it well over the last couple of years. When did you start performing?
I mean, I remember my first performance as, what's his name? Not Humpty Dumpty, but the snowman, Frosty the Snowman, when I was, and I fought for that role. I remember it was like a class vote and the guy got it and I made a huge tantrum and I ended up giving the role. So that was my first, that was in Deese Lake, I had however many years old, where my dad's long john stuffed with pillows, my butt dragging to the floor, and I wanted it so bad. But I, on and off, had a couple basically open mic performances after I lived in Edmonton and after I lived in Smithers for a bit. I ran the open mic night at the Smithers Bulkley Valley Brewery for a while, which was really awesome and really helped me interact with other artists and grow my own repertoire, because if it was slow, I got to just play. And now my first performance in Whitehorse was for the Tahltan Strong Benefit Concert after the big fire that burned a lot of our Telegraph Creek to the ground. So they had a big, huge fundraiser here in Whitehorse, and I wrote a song about the fire, and I got to come and sing it and help raise money for our people who lost their homes. So that was my first time performing in Whitehorse, and ever since then, I think I've done over 100 performances since April 22, 2022, in and around the territory and in BC and a couple in Alberta as well.
I want to ask you, can you teach me a phrase or a couple of words in Tahltan?
Yeah, you said you were wolf as well, right?
I'm a woman of the wolf clan.
Chiona etztatse'i. Chiona etztatse'i. It means I'm wolf clan.
Chiona
etztatse'i.
Etztatse'i.
Yeah.
Chiona etztatse'i.
Yeah.
I'm a wolf clan woman.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And another one. What time of day are we at right now?
1:58.
Well, we're in afternoon still. So the Nath Hotia. The Nath?
The Nath?
Hotia.
Hotia.
Good day.
Zenushokwithan. Good day. Shronithan.
Shronithan.
Where can we find Bria Rose music?
You can find Bria Rose music on briarosemusic.com or Bria Rose music on Instagram, Bria Rose music on Facebook. Yeah, check it out. Like us, follow us. We... not only do we have this new debut EP coming out, Sprout, which are collections of songs that are written anywhere between 10 and 5 years ago, so they're kind of older songs of mine, but we have new music on the way after that, and we're going on tour soon, so follow on Instagram or Facebook or the website, and we'll have all our shows up on there, and... ways to come and jam, and we're available for booking, so if you're interested in bringing a little Bria Rose thorns to your party, let me know. I'm happy to come and oblige and bring a little flavor flake.
All right. right then, let's let Bria Rose take us out. This is Seasons.
The stars were out that winter night we met. You gave me a drink of the whiskey I smelled on your breath. My hands were cold, so you lit up my cigarette. And ever since that day, you've been my best friend. In this world is gonna change, but I hope we stay the same, or at least adapt at a similar pace. And I know that you have to go, and know that I'll miss you so, and I'll see you after I close my eyes. Tonight, that spring when the rain poured down, we stayed in bed and messed around. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I'll hold you like it was the last time. That fall when the leaves blew strong, our memories played a song. The road is nice that I travel on, but I have no one to sing alone. In this world is gonna change, but I hope we stay the same, or at least adapt at a similar pace. And you know that I have to go, and you know that I'll miss you so, and I'll see you after I close my eyes. And you know that I have to go, and you know that I will miss you so, and I'll see you after I close my eyes.
Words and Culture is made possible with funding from SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Words and Culture is produced by Kim Wheeler. Kaylin Belair is our audio engineer and editor.
Onigiwahi.
Gigawabamin.
Soko seni denit e ninen yujishina.
Ekose.
Kakuhutau. We'll see you again.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.